For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Good morning, campers.
Alan, Jerry, don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, a couple minutes after 5, it is Tuesday, though I did wake up thinking it was Thursday and the draft was finally here, but it's not, a couple days away. The Eddie Scazzeri, what's up? What's up, Al?
Jerry, we still have a few more days to be like, Shador Sanders and the Giants.
We do, but here's the good news. We're close.
We are close.
We are. We are 60 hours away or so of it being over.
Thank goodness,
yes.
Jerry.
Yeah.
This is a bad look for the Knicks last night, Jerry. This complaining about the officials. I mean,
well, one guy really, Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah, but he's the main guy. He's the main Knicks guy.
He is the main guy. That
it's
is
just
true.
A bad look. So, really, what you're saying is the refs cheated for the Pistons last night. That's really what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, I've certainly been around games where the refereeing is lopsided, and it is infuriating. And while I don't know, I didn't see every second of this game for sure.
I did.
I watched. Really? What'd you think of the alley-oop?
Oh, listen, Jerry, alley-oops are just something of
I actually think
spectacle.
You probably saw that because that was in the highlight package. But there were a couple of plays. Here's the one thing I would say about Tibbs and why I understand why he was furious. It does seem like when Cade Cunningham drives to the basket and he gets hit, they blow the whistle. There were several plays last night. And I guess it happens a lot, where Brunson looks like he got clobbered. They let the play go. And there was one play where Josh Hart had a dunk with a lot of body contact underneath, and it should have been an N1, at least for my opinion, and they just let it go.
So why do you think that is?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I have been trying to figure. I've been watching college basketball games up close and personal for 19 years, and I cannot figure out what goes through their mind and how they officiate games. Because there have been games you sit there and say, guys, are we even watching the same game? And then they'll call fouls where a guy just swipes, misses everything, but they'll call an and one. Can't answer that. I don't know. And you know what the problem, too, is with the whole gambling thing that is now legal and out there, with the whole Tim Donaghy thing, which has been out there and we've discussed. I'm not saying anybody's cheating by any stretch, but it opens everything up for interpretation. And you can certainly have the conversation. That said, I don't know. Can't answer the question.
Like, why not just come out and say, I guess he did kind of, he didn't flat out say the refs wanted the Pistons to win to even the series up. But that really is what he was saying. Because what he was saying is that they were calling fouls on the Knicks, but not calling fouls on the Pistons.
Yeah, on very similar plays. Now, to me, it's not why the Knicks lost the game. But it, I mean, it is a part of it. I mean, first of all, you got to rebound. I mean, that's number one. I mean, if there's one thing that you have to do to win games, and it's pretty proven, yeah, you can win games. And I don't mean, you know, if there's a if you're minus two on the glass, but if you're minus 14 rebounding wise, that's a problem, and that's what they were last night. Not only that, the bigger issue would be 12 offensive rebounds to only six. That's a huge difference. So they have themselves to blame. But I do think the officiating plays a little bit of a part. Always does in every game.
Now we do two games in Detroit and then back to the Garden.
What I would be curious to know is if the Knicks flew there right after the game or not. Because if they did, that means they'd be in Detroit until Sunday night. Thursday, Sunday are these games, I believe.
Yeah, but is it like real Detroit or is it the
No, it's Detroit. Nice we looked this part. Up. No, no. This is not somewhere in Michigan where Auburn Hills was. This is in Detroit. Remember, we looked it up last week.
I feel like Detroit has gotten better.
I mean, I told you when I was there in 05 with Burkhardt, I mean,
that was a long time. 05 is 20 years ago.
Right, and I don't think it was terrible then. Wasn't great, but it wasn't terrible. Oh, we could see Canada, too.
Is that right? You could look across the water?
Yeah, matter of fact, there were, I will tell you, I will not name names, but on the media bus one morning going out to, I was covering the Eagles, going to Eagles media availability, there were a couple of well-known, I'll say, reporters from New York that had quite the time at the strip clubs. Was that Ontario, I believe it is, Canada, I think?
Oh, they went to the Canadian strip clubs.
They went across the border and had themselves a hell of a time.
The Cheetah right? Club?
What's that?
The Cheetah Club.
They didn't mention the club, just listening to the conversation. They clearly weren't just in a bar, unless these normal bars in Canada grind you. Which I don't think happened.
I don't think so. I think more people would be going to Canada if you could just go to a regular bar and be grinded on.
Exactly. So who knows? Maybe they have themselves a hell of a time in Canada this week.
That is a strange thing that you could go to a club wherein women will grind on you. On your jeans. Isn't that rough on their areas? They're very sensitive areas.
Why didn't you get one in here and ask them? I don't know.
I would imagine that's got a just
a little rug burn.
Yeah, it's like jeans, a belt.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole thing going on. And they also got to be grinding. They're going, what am I doing with my life? And the guy's going, oh, yeah.
Windsor, Ontario. It's right across the river, the Detroit River.
Oh, the beautiful. I like to go swimming in the Detroit River, Jerry, when it gets warm out. Listen, I just love
it. We have the Hudson River here. I don't think we should be saying anything.
Yeah,
actually, we're the East River.
Just as terrible. All right. East River, Hudson River, Detroit River.
The Detroit River, I even cleaner. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
So next game is Thursday night in Detroit.
Yeah. Yeah, Thursday night. That place is going to be humming.
I mean, no one expected the Knicks to just straight up win this.
I got to be honest, I did. I really did.
With no losses?
I thought they would win in four or five. I did. So they lost one at home. Can they go take two in Detroit? Sure. They are. I mean, I can keep saying they're the better team because they were all year. But this Pistons team has given them trouble. And what's interesting is as young as they are, they've got a couple of guys. Like Dennis Schroeder, who hits the big three in this game, played for the Nets earlier this season and the Warriors, I think, for a brief time. He's been around the block. He was a good player with the Hawks. So that's kind of like a veteran presence. You know, Tobias Harris has been around the block and has certainly won a lot. So this is not like as young as they are. This is not just a bunch of 22-year-olds. This is a group that's going to take it to them. So we'll see if they can respond on Thursday.
I hope so, Jerry. That would be really rough around here if the Knicks got bounced by the Pistons in round one.
Here's what it would be, because I actually think Tom Thibodeau will get fired if they lose in the first round. And he has done so much good work here, and he has really helped turn around an organization that has done nothing for 20 years for the most part. And I would hate, I mean, I'm no Knicks fan, but I would hate to see a really good coach get bounced because his team underachieves in the first round of the playoffs. And I don't want to hear it's about him. I don't. I mean, how about Carl Anthony Towns gets involved in the fourth quarter instead of standing around? You're going to tell me that came from Tibbs? Hey, Carl, here's what you're going to do in the fourth quarter. Nothing. You just go stand out there and we're just going to play isolation. I don't believe that's the case. I think the game dictated the way they played it. And, you know, for everybody that's going to complain, and I will too. I mean, if you're Carl Anthony Towns, you've got to do something in the fourth quarter and you've got to be at least present. Mikal Bridges has to do something in the fourth quarter. All of that is true. That having been said, if we're going to complain about that, well, Jalen Brunson was pretty damn good in the fourth quarter. Like, there were things that did go well. They did come back. They did tie the game. Then they give up the three, and then they miss a three, and that's that. So there were good things that happened in the fourth quarter, but those two are glaring.
It was not the magical fourth quarter from game one, Jerry.
It was close too, though. I mean, they can't. At one point, they're down. What were they down? 84-70. Like, they were down double digits in the fourth quarter, came back and tied the game. If they get a stop on Schroeder, who knows what happens? But he's a good player. He's a vet. And they used a nice screen and pick for him to slide left and essentially shoot an open three and put them in front. And you realize what they gave up for Mikal Bridges, the Knicks?
No.
It's like 5 first-round draft picks. And while he's been okay, I mean, I know it's not easy and nothing's automatic, but my God, you had a nice 3 quarters. You got to do something in the fourth quarter. And he was another one that did nothing.
All right, so it's a bad job by the Knicks. It's a bad job by the refs. It's a bad job by all around, Jerry, except for the Pistons themselves.
I imagine they weren't dancing in the streets last night.
No, they were not yelling, "No, we want Boston." we hear none of that stuff. Probably was going on outside the Garden.
I would think
it's a quiet night in New York.
Yeah.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
The Mets, Jerry, got off to a nice start against the Phillies, although Edwin Diaz, that
loser. I hate that he gets a save, too.
I know.
Like, come on.
Shouldn't.
You got
5-1 going into the ninth?
Well, the problem is
5-1.
Right, and what's his name? I'm blanking out on a pitcher who struggled. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, is it Kranick who struggled? And then Diaz comes in and gives up the home run. Now, he got through the inning. I get it. But I'm with you. He's just not the same as he was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And hasn't been.
Yeah, that's just the problem with these closers. They're very streaky.
It's again why the brilliance of Mariano.
Well, except for that 2001 World Series.
I agree. He had his issues. Also, you could also make the case in Boston before the big comeback. He blew that game too when they were up 3-0. He wasn't perfect, but he was pretty damn close.
Mm.
He was.
Yeah, in regular season games.
No, in the postseason, too.
I don't know, Jerry. The one time the city needed him, 9-11.
I'm not going to argue.
Let us down.
Well, or that, or there could have been help from above, and Luis Gonzalez's hit maybe couldn't have gone through.
Yeah, that was really the game, wasn't
it, Jerry?
It sure
was. Yes, it was. It was the game winner.
We realized that religion in sports do not always...
Not like we think. Correct.
Not like we think, right.
Correct.
That right there was the thing.
That was the thing.
But let's see, Jerry. We had a Francisco Lindor leadoff home run for the second straight game. He hit 2 last night. Jesse Winker, that long-haired
freak.
That's
your guy.
I love Jesse Winker. He had a home run, so that was nice.
And Tyler McGill pitched well.
Yeah, it was looking pretty good. And then the Yankees, they lost.
Do you realize,
Jerry,
real quick, what the Mets record is at home?
At home?
Mm-hmm.
How many games have
11.
They played? They are 9-2.
10-1.
10-1 is
and
what I'm
believe
talking about.
I might have read this wrong, but I think what I saw was, take it for what it's worth, the last 2 times they started 10-1 at home, 2015, which ended, remember how that season
World
ended?
World Series.
That's right. They lost, but they were in the World Series in 1986.
They won that.
Yes. I could be wrong about that, but I thought that's what I read.
I'm going to go with that. I will agree with that, Jerry, both times. So that means this year they will also be in the World Series. And I would place your bets now.
Maybe.
Place your bets now. It was great to see Bryce Harper strike out to end the game. We love to see that. Actually, for hating the Philadelphia Phillies as I do, I do like Bryce Harper.
I do. I know.
You know, he's like a likable baseball player, even though he's on a hated rival.
Yeah.
And then the Yankees lost, and your boy Aaron Judge struck out then the game. He was the tying run, so he also doesn't always get it done. Strike three.
Well, you can't get it done all the time. You can't get it done all the time.
I'm just saying, a lot of times we treat these guys like they're superheroes, but when the game's on the line, strike three.
Yeah, because the other guy's getting paid too, man.
Bryce Harper goes down on strikes. The Mets win. Aaron Judge goes down on strikes. Cleveland wins. Now, there was an interesting play here with Jazz Chisholm, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
There was a broken bat.
By the way, that was wrong. The Mets started 9-2 at home in 1986.
9-2?
Yeah.
So close enough.
About that. It was pretty close. All right, go ahead.
Jazz Chisholm Jr., Jerry. Yeah. Had a there was a ball headed his way, but also a broken bat in the area, and he cowered away from it. A play he should have made, but he was afraid of the bat.
Or dying is what he said.
Yeah, which I don't buy any of this. He said,
"Well, let's take that charred bat in your neck."
He said, having the ball and the broken bat headed his way. "Quote: I want to make every play out there for my guy, but at the same time, you don't want to die." Then he said, "I've seen guys get stabbed with broken bats." No, you haven't. You haven't. You haven't seen a guy get stabbed.
Stabbed?
With
no.
With a broken bat.
Is it possible that a broken bat has hit a guy in the thigh? Or sure, it probably has.
In fact, I believe I was reading further in. It actually happened to him once. I hit him in the shin. A broken bat. But I didn't stab him.
No, I wouldn't think so. But that, you know, if you've ever, I know you had your season where you didn't get a base hit, but you hit the ball. And you were using aluminum bats.
Yeah, bats.
Have you ever played with a wood bat and seen them snap in half?
No.
Like we've had, because my son has played enough wood bat tournaments now, which are kind of cool. It's a little different, obviously, the way the ball jumps off the bat. But I've seen enough of them. Man, you go pick that thing up, it's like a knife. On the other side.
Yeah, which is why Roger Clemens should not have whipped that one at Mike Piazza.
You are correct. Well, he thought it was the ball, Al. Come on now.
Could have stabbed him with that.
Yes, he could have.
Right?
He absolutely could have. There's no question. But that is, it is funny. And you know where usually that happens a lot is third base, where you get the swing and then the bat goes flying down the line. And I have seen players kind of shield themselves from the bat, but also still try and grab the ball at the same time. But it can be dangerous.
Yeah, you don't want to be like fielding the ball when a broken bat clobbers you in the head.
You were a third baseman. What would you do?
I would have gotten out of the way and not fielded the ball.
Exactly.
I'm like Jazz. And Jazz made a good point, too. He's like, it is a long season.
What is a long season?
You want guys to be on the field. Like, okay, so he makes one play, but he gets clobbered or stabbed by a bat, and then he's out for...
Injured list for 2 months.
Yeah. Meanwhile, he's just like, let it go.
Yeah.
We could take this loss to Cleveland.
You never know what you're going to see in a baseball game.
Broken bats amongst them, Jerry.
You never know. Yeah. And a guy named Manzardo.
Manzardo?
That was the guy that hit the home run after Ramirez.
Oh, Manzardo.
Kyle Manzardo. I did watch a lot of this game last night, and I put the YES Network on, and they're putting up I got right at the start of the bottom of the first, and they put the lineup up. I'm like, aside from Jose Ramirez, I mean, there's a couple guys, obviously, that you've heard of. You know, Stephen Kwan, fine. Jose Ramirez, fine. Like, Kyle Manzardo is their cleanup. I'm like, man, bad job by me paying attention. And then to see, he's got 6 home runs and 16 RBIs. So when Ramirez hits the long 3-run homer, I believe it was the very next pitch, Manzardo then clocked it.
I think people have Manzardo jerseys there in Cleveland?
People,
he is the cleanup hitter,
Jerry. I don't know, but someone does.
Yeah, someone does.
I don't know if it's plural.
You think there was at least one Manzardo jersey last night?
Well, I mean, his family is going to wear it, I would think.
I would think so.
But outside of that, yes, I think there is a man. Because there's always someone, when you go to a ballpark, that tries to be clever. Like, I'm sure there's someone wearing a Jesse Winker Mets jersey.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, and he's been with the Mets for 5 minutes. But someone's wearing it. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's a Manzardo jersey. Why not?
I mean, the guy already has 6 home runs, you said. He's batting cleanup. He's in Cleveland.
He's got 7 now because he hit the one last night.
That guy's got to be selling jerseys left and right.
Although they also had a guy, I actually felt bad for him in his first at bat. I'm blanking out on his name. It was the 2 or the 3 hitter. I can't think of his name. He's batting like 100.
100.
He struck out on three pitches. Like, he didn't even want to be there. Like, dude, fouled the ball. I shouldn't say that. Fouled the ball off his knee and then looked at strike three, like right down the middle.
I'm looking at the top selling MLB jerseys. I got Aaron Judge 1.
I think, which, Ohtani 2?
Ohtani 2, Manzardo 3.
Manzardo's not 3.
I don't know what I'm looking at.
There's no way.
That's what I'm looking at, Jerry. This
no
Manzardo.
Way.
Yep.
Nolan Jones, that's the guy I was talking about. He batted 2nd.
Nolan Jones?
He was 0-for-3. The batting average is like 160 now. Yeah, he had a tough night.
I'm Nolan Jones. Come on.
Right, so I'm going to give you a couple of names.
All right.
You tell me if you think that these are real Guardians. I'll start you off nice and easy. Jose Ramirez.
That's a guard. He plays for the Guardians, Jerry. Homered last night.
Okay, so we know that that's a. How about I give you
Nolan Jones?
No, well, you know that
yeah,
he's now
a guy. He's a Guardian.
If I gave you this name, would you say this was a Guardian?
All right.
Brian Rocchio.
No, fake.
He's their starting shortstop. I had heard of him, but whatever. How about if I give you the name Bo Naylor?
That's definitely a player.
It is. He is their catcher. How about Angel Martinez?
Player.
He is. He's their center fielder. If I give you, clearly I'm.
Which means you're due to give me a fake one, Jerry.
Maybe. How about Gabriel Arias?
That's a real player.
It is. He's there. See, you know the Guardians.
I do know these guys.
My point is, I'm looking at this lineup. Like, there's half this lineup I don't know. So, Kwan, Martinez, Ramirez, all good. Man, the rest of them. I mean, Bo Naylor, I know, too. I was like, Rocchio is the shortstop? Man.
Gabe Athouse.
No.
Gabe Athouse.
No. Gabe Arias.
Okay, two different guys.
Gabriel, yes. All right, 20 after 5. We already hit on the Knicks, the Yankees, and the Mets. We're kind of done. We will come back on the other side. I'm just kidding. We actually have a lot of good stuff and a lot of football, believe it or not, on this Tuesday, too. And Boomer and Geo at 6 on The Fan.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
all of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.